1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Republican candidate for governor was endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side, and as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a long supporter of Trump, launched his campaign in Wausau in September. After the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will face medical service technician Andy Manske in the August 11th Republican primary. The primary for Democrats is much more crowded, with 7 candidates still in the race. Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may even ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The DATCP recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A new deal for Murphy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have signed manager Pat Murphy to a new 3-year contract extension after leading the team to the playoffs the past 2 seasons. The Brewers host the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 in their first Cactus League action. Murphy asked what positions are open competitions.
I mean, I'd like to say everywhere, but we've got some guys that have the right it factor, you know, that what we have to do is keep them hungry.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's hockey team beat Canada 2-1 to win the gold medal. Former Badgers Hillary Knight scored late in the third period to send the game into overtime.
We came out a little slow in the first, started to pick up momentum in the second. The third, when you have a 1-goal deficit against Canada, great team, you have to find the back of the net. You can also run out of time against a great team. So fortunate that we have an amazing squad to be able to get the job done.
NBA, the Bucks back in action tonight against the Pelicans in New Orleans. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll have a few off and on light snow showers yet here this morning, then mostly cloudy through the day. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.